and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Here we are, fresh off a sale.
Oh yeah, big sale.
Oh man, 10-cent comic book sale.
Yeah.
Went there yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
You got some stuff.
I did, yes. And you picked up a few books too. Not
I did, but not from the sale.
Yeah, not 10 cents, but you picked some stuff up. At Jeffrey's Comics in Gardena,
yeah.
Which, I think for the first time, I mean, I've been there multiple times and I've been aware of the history of that store, but something about it just really kind of sunk in with me this past time, this past weekend when I was sitting there and just looking at these pictures and, because they have all these pictures up from like all these things they've done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these different signings and references that they've been included in with, for instance, there's like a X-Men book from the 90s that they have. Somebody, they just find a way to work it in.
Oh, funny.
And they have those examples up there. You can see it.
That's
like
cool.
It's Batman. There's a Batman one. And, that's just it's a rad store. It's a really cool store.
It's small.
For a mecca of comic books, it is a small store.
It's tiny, yeah.
It is quite small.
I mean,
small.
Not tiny, tiny. It's not tiny, but it's,
small. No, it's pretty small, considering it's...
Yeah, but it's not like,
It's nestled in between, a Mediterranean chicken
and
place.
And a Subway.
Is it a Subway?
It's a Subway next door.
Is it? I thought it was the...
at least there's a
Domino's.
Domino's. Maybe it's a Domino's.
Yeah, it's a Domino's.
Yeah.
So it's sticking right there. And it's been there, I think, probably forever.
Yeah.
Been there since mid to late 70s.
Yeah, it's been there for a while.
And I believe the guy, the original Jeffrey, is no longer with us.
Right.
But his son continues to carry on his work and everything like that. So, and then they've also kind of taken over Heidi Ho's. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really...
It's much bigger.
Heidi Ho's is much bigger in Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. They're doing another 10 cent sale as well over there.
Yeah.
And I like that space.
Yeah, they have a nice space.
I've come to appreciate it. I think we're 10 cent it out.
Yeah. Well, we went and, I've kind of made the decision that I'm not just going to buy books just to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did a lot of that.
Yeah. So did I.
And then we ended up with a bunch of shit that we just needed to get rid of.
Yeah.
Which we've gotten rid of. So now I'm trying to make my purchases a little bit more strategically.
Yeah.
So that's why when we went through them, there wasn't anything there that I was interested in. I didn't see any of my Catwoman ones. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were just like, 2000, early 2000s stuff and late 90s.
There wasn't enough old stuff.
Yeah, there wasn't. For me, I'm the old stuff person. So I was like, I know they've got a really great discounted area inside where stuff is 99 cents, $2, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go look to see what they have. And that's where I found some stuff. They had a ton of shit that I totally would have bought, but some of them were $5 a piece and I wasn't going to spend that. They had a lot of Lois Lanes and, World's Finest and all the
stuff
that I love.
All the stuff that you dig. Yeah.
But we did find a couple for $2.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll buy two of these, three of these. I found a World's Finest that looks crazy. It's got Batman tied to a train. I'm excited about
that. Tied to a train filled with kryptonite. And
yeah,
about
and
to
Superman's
fall
like, I can't help you. Yeah, it's so that one's great. There's a Jimmy Olsen where he becomes a beetle in ancient Greece.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. So that's fun. And then I have what we're going to read today about an Aquaman.
Well, it's an Adventure Comics.
Yeah, but starring Aquaman.
Starring Aquaman, which...
Which I don't think I have a lot of Aquamans, especially from this time period.
Here's the deal. So we actually do own we have a few older Aquamans.
Yeah?
Because my father.
Oh, because your dad, that's right.
Ones that I've probably have never read.
Yeah.
Because I just never got around to it. And now that they're kind of, I don't know, I need to feel like they need to get
You need to get them graded.
I know. But so we got those. We did an Aquaman a long time ago. It was the Peter David one.
Yes.
From the 90s. We did one of those.
Yeah, that was the one where he went to that village.
Yeah, he went to the village and everything. And there was there was some deal with a henchman. Was it that?
Oh, I think so.
The henchmen wearing, there's some outfits that we were very interested in because they're color-coded and it was interesting.
Was it color-coded or was it... Because I remember in the Aquaman one where they went to the village.
Yeah.
He had that lady with him.
Oh, he had Dolphin with him, yeah.
Yeah, and she's just like wandering around like literally a snow-covered tundra in booty shorts.
That was her outfit.
So we were making
That was her gimmick. She wore Daisy Dukes and fucking...
And I was like, it's like negative 70 right now. What are you doing?
Well, she's from the sea. Nobody knows what her deal is.
Yeah, nobody does. So yeah, but yeah, we got this Aquaman... apparently,
we'll just say this much. It's a very
well-known issue of Aquaman, and I didn't realize
it. Well, it's an infamous Aquaman story that we will discuss. And we didn't know this.
I didn't know this when I bought it. I was just like, hey, this looks fun.
Yeah, we'll
how I buy most things.
we'll get to that. But I bought a bunch of books, too, this time around. The way that I bought them with based on feeling.
Okay.
Because I was looking, because there's some that I just like look at and I go, okay, this is hitting a certain thing for me.
All right.
I don't know if I need this necessarily, but I'm going to get it because I think it might feel good to get it and maybe we'll do it for the show.
Sure.
Or maybe it'll just be fun to have. Maybe I'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so I went based on that and I didn't go over, but I think I maybe bought like $2 worth of comics.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just about because I didn't. You know, I was like, they're 10 cents. I'm like, okay, so let me make some purchases. I don't need to go crazy. Actually, what did I get? I got I've completed the miniseries of there's a character called Annex.
Okay.
From the 90s that appeared in Spider-Man. He was one of these characters that when the one series of annuals, I think it was 92 or whatever, all came with like polybagged cards of like a new hero, and and the annual had a story about that hero.
Okay.
You know, interacting with, you know, the title character. And he apparently proved to be hip enough to get himself a miniseries, which I had a random issue of, and I was like, okay, well, the rest of them are here, and it's going to cost me 30 cents to get this, so why not?
Yep.
So maybe we'll do that one down the line. But there's that, and, you know, I bought an Infinity Inc. that just jumped out of me. Todd McFarlane era Infinity Inc.
All right.
Which I feel like we need to go back to. There's a few of them, including the one that I bought that I think would be fun for this. I haven't read all of them yet. There was also Night Thrasher I found. A Night Thrasher which had a letter from Kevin Griveaux. He's like a character actor in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, I think, I, Frankenstein.
Oh, okay.
Like I think he's in it, but he's also like, he has a role in its creation.
Okay.
But this was like 94 and he wrote a letter, you know, praising Night Thrasher. And then there was, what else did I get? I got some more Alpha Flight. So yeah, it was a pretty,
it was a productive day.
It was a productive day. Yeah. You know, I felt there was more that I felt that I could have gotten, but at the same time, it's like, you know, again, if I can get out of there only spending $2,
yeah,
you know, great. You know, it's, you know, it doesn't really, I think that's a good day.
Yeah, totally. So.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Have we watched anything?
Yeah, we watched that XXX, The Return of Xander Cage.
Oh, shit,
Cage.
That's right. We watched that last night.
That was fucking garbage. Oh, God. It doesn't even make sense. It's just like, so, you know, Vin Diesel did XXX back in the early
2000s. It was 2001. Yeah.
Right.
2002. Maybe.
I mean, we remember when we were trying to make Vin Diesel like the next Arnold. And
we succeeded, kind of.
We did, and he in the first XXX has that scene that's actually filmed in Pan's Diner, which is like very close to our house. But so this one is the return of Xander Cage because he left the franchise and Ice Cube took over, and then now he's back,
right?
Because Vin Diesel needs money,
I guess.
I assume,
or he's just in demand and he's like, hey, why not do another one of these?
So basically, this is he basically plays the same character he does in Fast and the Furious.
Well, you've seen,
except he has more tattoos and he enunciates more. That's literally the only two differences between him and this character.
Cool. So Dom Toretto did not go to speech diction classes.
No, because he just rumbles
school.
In that one.
He goes, hey, family. But
yeah, this one's a little bit more clear.
Xander Cage did get speech therapy.
He did. Well, he's a little bit smarter, too. Because, you know, he's always like, well, I can tell what's going on because that person over there, and that's how I know this is all set up. Remember, like, he's supposed to be smart, but he's also extreme.
He also knows a lot about tech and stuff. He's very good.
Oh, yes.
He's very smart.
Yeah, so he fucks a lot of people in this one.
Yeah.
much sex with ladies in this movie.
This was one that where...
He had sex with this woman who has no name. Remember at the very beginning? Because he skis down a jungle, which... It's so fucking dumb.
Do you feel dumber just saying that?
Yes, I do. It's so stupid.
I feel dumber just hearing that.
It is so dumb. And you're like, obviously this is impossible. What is even happening? Whatever.
You mean that to tell me that those skis aren't going to fucking hit a fucking roof
and
you're going to die?
There is a reason skis are only used on snow and on water.
Yeah.
You don't use them in a jungle. But whatever. So he skis down a jungle and he fixes this thing and everybody loves him. And then there's this chick and she's like, oh, hi, I'm really hot. I'm probably 18 and you're like 47. And then they have sex. This woman never gets a name and we never see her again. That's it. That's goodbye.
It was established that he was a good dude here to save the world. You know, that's what the Xander...
Have a woman as a reward.
Because Xander can say, because, you know, where we left Xander's cage, him and Argento were living by the water.
Yeah.
Having a pork life.
Yeah.
You know, and then...
Not anymore.
And then apparently she got up and left. And
she said, screw you, Xander.
She said, screw you, Xander Cage. I want other things in life, not just Sobe.
Yeah.
Sobe Extreme or whatever it is that we're drinking. Our child cannot survive on Sobe Extreme alone.
Please stop crashing all of our cars for your YouTube channel.
Please stop. Please stop skiing into the general store.
Oh, God, so. It's so dumb. It's such a dumb movie, but it's on Hulu, so you know, watch it.
There's so many.
It's so fucking stupid,
that's another thing, too. It's like, why is he fucking so much? Like, I know that.
I know, and then he has, like, a group orgy with, like, all those women that he, like, goes to. I don't even know who he goes to talk to. And then he, like, fucks his way. A whole harem of women.
He goes to talk to, like, a hacker who's, like, she's, like, a sexy hacker who has just a bunch of random other sexy women hanging around with her. And then he's like, hey, can I get, like, some info? And she's like,
I'll get it for you. And then, oh, by the way, while I'm doing that, how about you fuck all of these women?
Let's all have sex then. And then
all of them always wear matching lingerie.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the thing. I'm like, do none of these bitches ever just like get up in the morning and go, I have to wear my white bra because I'm wearing a white shirt, but I'm gonna wear these different underwear? Like, trust me, it costs a lot of money to match your lingerie times.
I guess maybe
it doesn't if you don't have to buy special bras. Because my bras cost a lot of fucking money, and I would be going bankrupt if I was trying to, like, match my shit every day. But if you can walk into, like, a Victoria's Secret and pick something up for $14.99, maybe you're better off.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, all right, I'll give it that.
There's a sweet sale going on. That's how they were to coordinate.
All fucking match.
Called the Xander sale.
But once you start getting into the big sizes, it's like, sorry, honey. Those bras cost $100 a pop.
What happens is Victoria's Secret has sales based on when Xander Cage needs to fuck a lot.
I think that's true. They're just like, he's coming to town. That's what the semi-annual sale is at Victoria's Secret.
It's
Xander Cage will be coming through your town, so better.
Just in case. So it's like, if you're going to be, he's coming through your town, ladies better get matching sets.
Yeah.
Because
as long as you're like,
you're all going to have sex with him.
A B cup or smaller, or a C cup or smaller, you're good to go. Once you get up above, you know, like a D or above, those things are a fucking marvel of engineering. And they cost a lot of money. So take out a mortgage and buy some bras.
You got to get Xander Cage to ski down a mountain with a bunch of big bras for you.
He could have used them as a parachute.
He would have.
I mean, he could have tied them all together. Don't you think that would have been like, what a great way to like win my affection? Tie a shit ton of giant bras together, parachute off a plane, and be like, look what I brought you.
Or maybe he does it for a village of big-breasted women.
How great would that be?
Why they'd want to have sex with them.
Be like, thank you. You've brought us all of these super expensive bras.
I just wrote XXX4.
You did. What a great idea. You're really good at this, babe. I'm very proud.
Yeah, so, but he, that's the thing, one thing I noticed too, is like, why is, because I don't remember this in the first movie as much, I mean, obviously he's a charismatic fellow, but like, why is it all of a sudden it's like everybody needs to have sex with him, because like, not, because then the assistant girl wanted to have sex with him, and I'm like, yeah, like, I don't, like, why,
and that, like, did he walk in, he's what's like, her name, the other woman,
the Indian girl,
yeah, what's her, I don't remember her character name,
oh, I don't know,
shoot, the other girl. There was another woman who they like teamed up to like fight whatever.
She's probably some actress that probably is famous for something that I've
had. Yeah. And she's also like a member of the XXX program. But she wanted to fuck him too.
Oh yeah, they all wanted to fuck.
I'm like, I mean, Vin Diesel's cute. I mean, I guess he's got a great body, but
he's a charismatic guy. But I mean,
Now,
I just
the only woman who didn't try to like get on his dick was Toni Collette.
Ruby Rose wasn't into it either.
Well, no, I think she played a lesbian in this movie. I think that was why.
Oh, okay.
Because she said something about like.
Oh yeah,
because
there was trying to.
Though that's she's... what she, there was a there. That's what they always say to me. Oh, joke there. About like, oh, you know what you're doing down there? Ha ha ha. There, that's there, what all the other girls say. There was some joke.
There was a sexy joke.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I didn't think Ruby Rose is one of those like extremely attractive women. Like yeah. She's like, but she didn't look that good in this movie.
No, she looked better in John Wick.
Yeah,
John Wick 2, actually. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because like, it's funny because I was like, is this like a John Wick sequel? Because I just saw John Wick 2,
mm-hmm.
and she was in it. Is this all connected? Which it you know is. What? Great, let's
at
connect
at this point.
It.
Let's do it.
I watch actually. I would love a John Wick Xander Cage team up.
Why not? See, I was. That's what we were saying last night. Like, we should have all of these universes cross over at this
yeah.
point. The Fast and the Furious and XXX, because then it could be like Dom Toretto just like goes off and he becomes Xander Cage for a while.
See, that's what
because they're the same fucking person.
Because that's what the Expendables should have been. It's yeah. just like, okay, well, Rambo's here. Like, yeah. actually, John Rambo
oh,
shows up.
Oh, that would have been great.
John Rambo shows up, and then he runs into Chuck Norris's, one of Chuck Norris's guys.
Sure.
Like, fucking Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, and then whoever.
And, like, whoever Bruce Willis played, who could he play? He could
Bruce Willis wasn't in Expendables.
Isn't he in, like, the fourth one? Doesn't he show up for a minute? They
is
all
there a fourth
did.
One?
Or the third one? Didn't he show up talking in that church?
Oh, no, that was Arnold.
Arnold was there. Who else was he talking to?
Was he talking to Bruce?
I thought he was talking to Bruce Willis.
I think Bruce got iced out of that because he wasn't being cool. I think because it was the Planet Hollywood trio, and I think he was. I think he was the heel. He got healed out. But yeah, okay, but yeah,
who was he talking to in that church?
He was talking to Arnold.
No, Arnold shows up in the end. He was talking to somebody in that church. That's
okay,
why I thought
it was. Maybe it was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, and then Arnold walks in.
Okay, you know what? Maybe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, but then John McClane. You got. I mean, sure. They all play. Mickey Rourke's in there. He could have been Randy the Ram. You know,
Randy the Ram was falling apart.
Yeah. Well, maybe he got better, and then he was doing whatever Mickey Rourke was doing in that movie.
He got better. I don't think Randy the Ram got better.
That's what happened at the end. That's what happened after the when he jumps on the top rope. He jumps right into
health.
He jumps into health. He jumps into a big big white box with a red cross on it. And he goes, and he's like, I'm healthy. And then
it's like Mario getting a mushroom.
Yes. Yes, that's what happened. And then he was like, you know what? Wrestling's stupid. I'm going to go and be in the – I'm going to go sort of motorcycle thing with Rambo and
yeah.
Chris Hemsworth, fucking Thor.
Sure, why not?
Was he? No, he was. It was Liam. It was one of them.
Oh,
well, that was
Hemsworth.
One.
Maybe it was Liam. I don't remember. Yeah. I think it was Liam.
Yeah, I think it was Liam.
Too many Hemsworths. Aren't yeah. there like four of them?
Yeah, it's too many.
Yeah.
Steve Austin was in there. CCC could have been Stone Cold. It could have been like Eric Roberts. Like, I got Stone Cold Steve Austin coming. And then Steve Austin comes by and he just gives like he just can only give people stunners. Like, he's just giving everybody a stunner.
So what, he's just like walking along like giving people stunners?
Yeah, because and they're just really awkward looking stunners because, you know, Stallone probably can't really take a bump.
No, but whoever was his body double to do that running scene was
right.
So good. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah. See, how yeah. That's the kind of movie we need. Yeah,
can Ice Cube be in it, too? Because he was a XXX, and
right.
He shows up in this XXX movie.
Yeah, so Ice Cube could have been, but Ice Cube shows up as his XXX guy. Xander Cage shows up as Xander Cage.
Yeah, Darius something.
But then he gets killed in the movie, and then he comes back in the next movie as Dominic Toretto. And then he gets killed.
Twin brother, Dominic Toretto.
Right, but then he gets killed in that movie. Then he shows up in the third movie as Riddick.
Oh, shit. Triplets.
Yes.
I was just a space triplet.
We're all born out of the same space vagina. Family. Come on. Can we just, I wish we just had, like, sometimes it makes me wish, like, we all had one movie studio. We just all make everything. And then we just, because... And,
why not?
And the movie and these movies were 8 hours long, and then you had to pay $50 to see it, but then you see that movie and you're good for a year because then you just
saw all the movies.
You just see every movie that you could ever see for the year.
Yeah, because it's all shoved together.
Just give it to me all at once.
It's just a fucking nightmare.
But you don't get the DVD. What they do is they screen it like occasionally in certain towns on the like a back of a giant
like a
space shuttle. I don't know.
On the back of a Walmart, they just like pull up and they're like, this is the only place big enough.
It's on the back of the Walmart headquarters. The traveling Walmart headquarters comes to your town and they screen the Expendables
whatever it's called, Fast and the Expendables.
Fast and the Expendables.
Triple X Fast Expendables.
Triple X Fast Expendables, colon, Rambo's in it too. Man, I'm all fired up now. Ah!
Are you going to rip your shirt off? Are you that fired up?
I'm like that guy.
I'm so excited I'm going to take my shirt off.
I'm like Heather's boss and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, so worked up. Shirt comes off.
That's what happens to me sometimes if I take a really good dump.
So glad I know that about you.
Now everybody else does. Hey,
You know what? There's dudes out there nodding their heads being like, I take that happens too.
Yo, man, I'm doing that right now.
I don't know.
I got so fired up. I took my shirt off and then I took a shit and it was great.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. I didn't grow up with brothers.
Yeah. So I don't think my brothers ticked their. Brian, if you're listening, tell me you could share. You don't have to. We don't. You know, you can keep this in your own head. I mean, I got a podcast that people that the world listens to if they want to know about my sometimes bathroom habits.
Your brother is so embarrassed. This is our podcast. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to tell anybody about this. I didn't grow up with brothers, so I did not live with boys when I was growing up. So I did not know that there is such a thing as a naked shit. Where you just get so worked up that you're going to shit that you have to take all your clothes off.
George Costanza used to do it. There's an episode of Seinfeld where he just takes his shirt off and they're like,
I don't understand it, but apparently you guys do this thing. It's a man thing.
It becomes primal.
Women don't rip their clothes off to shit. No. I don't understand.
I don't know. We don't know that. Men always ask, what do ladies be doing in the bathroom? Oh, well. You don't know.
I can tell you I have never stripped down to shit, if that helps you.
Have you ever seen it happen?
What? Seen what happen? Seen somebody shit?
Women just be like, ah!
No. No, I have not. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen. It's just I've never experienced
it. Okay, fair enough. Whatever. Yeah. That's the tag scene at the end of this movie.
Which all of them ripping their shirts off to shit.
Yeah, it's just them all it's one big toilet and they all have to go at the same time.
Oh, God. They're like, we ate bad shawarma. Because they all went to get shawarma at that place the Avengers went to, and then they all.
The shawarma was tainted! Iron Man! And then that's how you set up the Avengers versus those guys.
Yeah.
Whatever those guys
are.
Rambo and friends. And that's how they fight.
Rambo and friends.
And then the whole world is just, it becomes like a thing where the world is just has to, that's the only movie the entire world could watch.
Yeah. That sounds right.
I like this future.
Yeah, it's a great future.
I like this alternate timeline that I've created.
Yeah, it's great. I can't wait because we got to bring everybody in. You got to bring a Jackie Chan in. You got to bring a
Jackie Chan. What's Jackie Chan doing?
You have to bring him in. You got to bring a Jet Li in.
I hope the video game is good.
Yo, the video game's going to be awesome.
Because you know what?
It's going to be great because you have to play it online because there's so many characters.
He's like, ooh, it's kind of like the WWE game, you know? You can choose from like 100 different wrestlers, you know?
Yeah, but can you make all 100 fight at the same time?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Because that's what this game is. It's just all people fighting at the same time.
I would love it if it's just like a game where it's just like there's like 30 Dominic Toretto's running around going, family, family, family.
Just punching Rambo. You have to get Corotos for energy. We can get them to sponsor this. Oh, I can't imagine they wouldn't want to.
God damn it. No, I just want that game. Just give me the game.
You don't need the movie?
Yeah, you know what? Let's go back. Let's scale it down. Let's scale it down. You know what? Forget the movie. Give me that game. Give me the Expendables, the game, but just put everybody in it. Get Mark Wahlberg and Transformers in it.
What's that Mario game where you can like create your own levels?
Mario Maker, I think, right?
Maybe. I think that might be right.
Yeah.
But it's like that.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like that. You just get all of these guys and just create your own game. And just all the Dominic Toretto's.
You just open up a level and it's just a bunch of Dominic Toretto's.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm fired up.
All right. Well, then we're going to get right into
it. Yeah, let's take a break so I can calm down.
Yeah. Keep your shirt on.
During the break, Sean took his shirt off and ran out in the street. The show's been canceled.
Sean's in jail.
Sean's in jail.
He got busted for disturbing the peace.
Sean knocked over the freestanding Starbucks.
With the walk-up Starbucks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We need that. Mm-hmm. Very important. Okay, let's take our break. We'll come back and we'll talk about our book for this week.
Coming soon from the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Working together, we saved the planet. And I believe that if we stayed together as a team, we would be a force that could truly work for the ideals of peace and justice.
Every episode.
My name is Jean. I'm a Martian.
Every adventure.
Okay, you guys are so slow.
Every hero.
Whatever you think you're doing, if you present a threat to the world, the Justice League will take you down.
Cindy and Chris Franklin bring you
JLU Cast.
Whatever the future holds, we'll make those choices ourselves.
Don't say you don't love me.
I'll never say that.
Covering the complete animated run of Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
And the adventure continues.
There's strength in numbers.
What? Like a bunch of super friends?
More like a Justice League.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever.
Everyone is fully clothed.
Yeah, our clothes are back on. We've all evacuated, had quality evacuations.
Ew.
That's actually that's a very disturbing way to say that.
Right? That's gross.
I've heard that, like, there's a...
I'd rather somebody say, I took a shit than I had an evacuation. Because then you're just like, what's wrong with
that
you?
That was, when I used to give Gilbert ads for Squatty Potty.
Oh, Squatty Potty.
And
they'd
be like, have you ever had a great evacuation, you know?
I don't know.
Did I?
Some people love the Squatty Potty. I don't know.
Oh no, I'm not down the Squatty Potty. I'm just saying the word evacuation.
Yeah, it's weird.
I imagine a Squatty Potty works great.
It's unpleasant.
It's like, don't take your shirt off anymore in the bathroom. Use a Squatty Potty. Man, I'd be such a good pitch man for the Squatty Potty.
Yeah, I can't imagine why they're not knocking down your door.
I don't know why.
It could be you know that commercial where they had like the unicorn shitting?
Was that a Squatty Potty commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, fuck that.
No, so this, instead, this
bad marketing.
This is what it would be. It would just be like, is this you? And it would just be like, you'd be like, like ripping off your shirt, be like, half to shit. And then it'd be like, don't be that guy, be this. And then it would be like, you like peacefully flipping through a magazine with your shirt on.
No, well, right, but then what happens is like, here, try Squatty Potty. He's like, ding, and it's like, oh. It's good.
This is good content.
This is good content. I hope we win an award.
Oh, we will. I mean, how could you not? Best podcast.
Our book for the week is Adventure Comics, starring Aquaman.
It's
just Aquaman.
It's an Aquaman book.
No, it's Adventure Comics. Aquaman still has his book, but they're also like, hey, you want more Aquaman? Check out Adventure Comics. Because Aquaman's book, it's set to be canceled eventually this year because it's a...
This is an Aquaman story.
It's an Aquaman story.
Therefore, it is an Aquaman book.
It's an Aquaman tale, but this is
Adventure
Comics.
What you're saying. I know what you're saying.
No, I can't. I can't have it any other way.
I know what you're saying. I think it's an unnecessary distinction.
Anyway, it's Adventure Comics number 452 from August 1977. So, of course, it is Aquaman, starring Aquaman, and on the cover it says Aquaman versus Aqualad, a new novel-length sea spectacular.
I don't know if this is novel-length.
Well... I mean, I guess it's a way to describe that it's the whole book, because usually Adventure Comics would have like half an Aquaman story and then like half a Spectre story.
Right. So, okay, I get it. So this is the whole story.
Yeah, so it's a full book. So basically we have on the cover here, we got Aquaman for some reason is
chained down.
He has a dog collar chained around his neck.
Yeah.
And he's chained around his arms.
Yeah, he's and his legs. Yeah, chained down. He's chained to the ground. He looks terrified because Aqualad is standing over him with a trident.
Yeah.
Going to stab him in the face.
Yeah.
Face stabbing. And in the background, you see Black Manta giving him the thumbs down.
Yeah,
kind of like a gladiator, like.
Well, no, for some reason, it reminds me of Batista. Because Batista, Batista's gimmick, when he gives somebody a powerbomb, shakes ropes and puts his hands out and he has his thumbs up and he goes down. Everybody's like, throw it down.
Yeah.
So, and he's got all of his flunkies and purple outfits.
When they used to give the thumbs down, that means kill him. So he's giving that and he's got all his flunkies in the background.
Yeah.
So that's on the cover.
Yeah. It's a pretty good cover, actually.
Yeah, it's a good cover. I bought it.
Yeah. Fired up. Ah!
Yeah, so fired up. So then this story is called Dark Destiny, Deadly Dreams.
That's kind of a...
Sure. I mean,
I don't know if I would call it that title, but I just call it like Rumble in the Water.
Yeah, I think that probably would have been a better title. Well,
I don't know. I mean, I guess if the story... I mean, there's a lot of sadness in this story anyways, but... Yeah. So anyways, the Aquaman is here and he's... beating the shit out of these purple guys that we saw on the cover that are hanging out with Black Manta. He doesn't know Black Manta is involved yet, though.
No, not yet.
He's just like, he just got jumped, and he's like, get off me. My son is here.
Yeah.
Because he's looking for Aqua Baby.
Yeah, because his son has been kidnapped by Topo.
Topo?
Yeah. Later on, they'll explain it, but he's been kidnapped by his little octopus friend. So he has been looking for his son. So he's like, my son's here. I'm going to go through.
Okay, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, because it even says it right here.
Oh, there he is, stealing the baby.
Yeah, Topo took the baby.
Hmm.
So he's fighting all these guys, and he's like, this is my quest. I have to get the son. You see a flashback to last issue where Topo stole the baby.
Now, Topo, by the way, is Aquaman's octopus, pet octopus.
Yeah, his octopus friend.
It's not just some random dude. It's like his actual octopus friend.
Yeah, his sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so...
Ace the Bat Hound.
It's like an Ace the Bat Hound. He's like, I've had a really shitty time doing this because trying to do this, then Starro stopped
by. He randomly ran into Starro.
I don't really know why. I guess in last issue, that happened.
I like this picture basically because he's punching Starro in the big eye while Starro's about to zap him.
And then he encountered the Idealists.
I think it's Idealists.
Idealists?
Yeah.
Which is like some little cult group. And that's where he found
Aqualad. Because they go, hey, we need your help.
Take it. Or he was like their leader or something.
He's one of their heroes. So they're like, well, hey, we're the Idealists and we have purple eyes and we need some help trying to find this guy.
Yeah.
Have you seen this boy, John Connor?
Yes.
And he's like, which by the way, he does hand him a piece of paper.
He absolutely does. Yeah. With this picture on it.
There's a picture of him holding it. Like, where did you get to? It's like, was there like a newsletter that you
how
guys
do you
had?
Print paper.
A color newsletter, nonetheless. Exactly. Underwater.
How do you print underwater?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's going on? How does that even happen?
How did you get, or was it a milk carton that fell under the sea?
Yeah, they were like, oh, aren't we lucky that this kid's picture's on it?
We just found some, because milk cartons were like, well, all these kids have been found lately. Let's start putting some random ass people on
it. Or do you think they just like find a milk carton at the bottom of the sea and they're like, we're looking for this kid. He doesn't look like this, but imagine his picture was here. Imagine he looked like Aqualad. That's who we're looking for.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, well, I'll help you find this, but I got to find my son. Whatever.
Well, he says that it's like, well, look, it seems like what just happened that we were on the same path where Topo was headed.
Yeah.
So, but then they get jumped, and this is where we are now, where he's getting jumped by these guys in purple outfits.
And
purple
the Idealists are pacifists, so they're not going to help him.
Right.
So they're just letting him battle these dudes.
He's getting his ass kicked.
So he does. He battles them, and then they...
Well, then he calls on some fish.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, hey, fish, I need help.
Calls on some fucking fish, man, to get some sea urchins thrown at him, like just some spiky ones. You see that? There's an octopus. There's some porpoises just
dolphins
punching these guys in the face.
Yeah.
I like it. Here's the thing. When people are always like, oh, Aquaman just talks to fish. It's like, yeah, but he's doing cool shit.
Yeah, but you can like get sharks to hang out with you. That's fucking cool.
You want a shark? It's like, shark, bite that dude. He's like, all right.
And he does. That's so great.
He's like, hey, squid, strangle that.
Hey, strangle that
villain.
Octopus are fucking strong, man.
Yeah.
And very smart. So they're like, all right, well, we're going to swim down to this city. So we're going to the city at the bottom of the valley here. And Aquaman's like, huh, that's weird. There's like some weird tingling that I'm experiencing. I'm not sure what it is. Then we have more purple guys come up and try to attack him again. And then we have a shark coming up from behind.
Mm-hmm.
But this shark hits Aquaman in the back of the head. And I'm assuming these little things are actual blood drops.
No, it's just the explosion.
Yeah.
He damns him. The shark turns heel.
Yeah. So the shark turns heel, knocks Aquaman out. Then we go back up for a random aside that doesn't matter, that will probably not matter again until the next issue.
Well, apparently there is some deal with
some
diplomats.
NATO.
A bunch of diplomats have been getting lost at sea.
Yeah, we're on a ship. They're NATO diplomats. There's a guy smoking a pipe.
Yeah. And then somebody gets grabbed by
a crisis.
Some general here gets grabbed by like a thing.
Yeah.
Like a arrow with a thing attached to it.
And gets pulled up.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
And he's like humping. And so then they're like, anyway, to be continued later. Then we're back with Aquaman. And Aquaman has been tied up in a room filled with furniture.
Yeah,
it's a storage room. There's like a rake.
Why is there a rake?
What are you raking?
There's a scythe.
There's all sorts of shit in this room.
Is this Aqua IKEA?
Yeah, this is Aqua IKEA. This is actually what like the back room of a theater looks like.
It's pretty much
where it's just like throw that shit in there because these are props.
Well, you know what it was?
It was a shovel.
Well, here's the deal. It probably was like a thing where all this stuff was probably nice and organized, and then whoever came in here was like, move all this shit to the side. We need to put our prisoners up on these walls.
Yes, and so Aquaman is on one wall. Tied to the wall. And on the other is Aqualad and what's this guy's name?
McCann. Some bearded hipster.
McCann
the bearded hipster.
McCann is also looking for his son.
Yes.
Because everyone has to look for their sons.
Yeah, this is like an episode of like chopped or something. Everybody's like, my son!
Yeah, pretty much. This is just like, who are you fighting
for? Like, he's like a barista from like Silver Lake.
So yeah, I mean, like, this guy's like very bearded. And he's talking about how he, you know, living in the city, all of a sudden the idealist came through.
So, okay, yeah.
They all have purple eyes.
Apparently he's in Seattle. Look, there's a space
needle. Yeah, he's out there in Seattle.
Oh, nice.
And
So there's like, so we're assuming this is Seattle milk that Aqualad's picture is on?
Yes. And he was like, all these idealists were like preaching this weird religion. He's like, I don't want you to join a cult. I remember what happened to David Koresh. Come with me. But then his son's like, no, fuck you, Dad. I want to go hang out with the cult members. And he ran off.
Thanks.
But then he sees that fucking milk carton with Aqualad's picture on it. And he's like,
why does that just sound like a big pile of mush?
I don't know.
He's maybe like, it's laminated. Ooh, they have laminating machines in.
How?
I don't know. That's like a lot of heat to go awry in water.
Yeah, it doesn't work underwater.
Mm.
So do you think they have just like a dry room where they can print and laminate?
It's got to be.
Have to be.
It's got
to
be. I don't know how you do this.
He sees this picture of Aqualad and realizes Aqualad also has purple eyes. He's like, oh, I got to find this kid because he's going to know where my son is.
I just like that this photo goes from him looking at a picture of Aqualad being like, I need to find this. I am determined to make him lead me to my son. And then as I found out Aqualad was not an idealist, wasn't even aware that there were other people with purple eyes like him. And it just, the next scene is just him punching this guy in the face.
Yeah, Aqualad just like fucking punching this dude square in the face.
It's like, fuck you, hipster.
And apparently they both got captured together and now they're all tied up,
mm-hmm.
hanging from a wall. And that's when Black Manta comes in.
Because
and Black Manta's like, haha, fuck you, Aquaman. And then he like punches him.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you know, I like this line here where he goes, he's like, oh, Black Manta? You know, Aquaman's like, oh my God, Black Manta, it's you? And he's like, well, you're expecting perhaps Peter Benchley?
Like, who's Peter Benchley?
Peter Benchley wrote the novelization of the story Jaws. See, I knew that.
See, I didn't know that.
I that came to mind. I was like, who's Peter Benchley? Oh, he wrote Jaws. And here we are in 1977.
Has Aquaman seen Jaws?
No, but apparently Black Manta has. Or he's read the book at least.
I mean, sure.
He's probably floating around in the sea somewhere. He probably
it's just nothing but pulp at this point. Yeah, he's like, I want to know what happens to the shark.
The shark is like, the shark lives. I'm alive.
Definitely. So Black Manta wants to become king of this city.
Yes.
So because he's like, for my people. And when he says my people, and he like takes off his helmet, he's like, I'm a black guy. Now, I thought he needed the helmet to breathe.
Yes.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
So he just pulls his helmet off we're really far down at this point.
I think it's implied later because we see.
Oh, that's right.
There's some space water science going on. Yeah, well, the sea.
Okay, we can talk about that when we get there.
I don't know if he's affected by it, but
yeah. We'll see. He pulls his helmet off and he's like, "I'm going to be king of this, and I'm going to do this for my people. And when I mean my people, I mean other people of color." And then the two dudes, the purple guys, take their things off, and they're black guys too.
Yeah,
and they're like, "We're going to live down here, so we don't have to deal with your white nonsense." And you're like, I mean, I get that, Aquaman, or Black Manta, but maybe you shouldn't kill everybody.
Yes.
I mean, like, I get it, but maybe not killing.
Don't be shitty.
Yeah, don't be shitty. So he, like, hits Aquaman in the back of the head. Aquaman goes dead.
I do like that he says here, with the help, Sea King, and with their help, Sea King, I will soon be able to trade in this tacky helmet for a crown.
I'm like, I don't know, I like Black Manta's outfit.
Yeah.
For a villain, I think it's fucking cool.
It's different.
I've always thought it was cool, especially if you're doing like a sea-based villain. I think it's cool.
It also kind of fits the name Black Manta. Like, I mean, the Manta, like a Manta Ray or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the henchmen is like, oh, I think you actually killed Aquaman.
Mm, yeah, by punching him very...
And he's like, no, he must be alive. He's not going to steal, you know, my victory or whatever. Yeah. And then Aquaman's like, nope, I'm alive.
Kick.
Don't worry about me. Still kicking.
So this is where he gets away.
Yeah, he tries to get away, but all the fish that are there aren't responding to his telepathic commands. They're listening to Black Manta, so they're all trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm. So he's beating the shit out of fish.
So he's got to beat the shit out of some fish.
I hate beating up fish, but...
And that's when he goes into this laboratory.
The only fish that'll listen to him is Abe Vigoda.
Yeah. This is where he goes into the lab, and that's where we see the idealists are trying to give people gills.
Yeah, because they're good at science.
Because they're good at science. So I think maybe...
They're so good at science that they have underwater lasers that are still working. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the laser could still look underwater.
Could, yeah. But I mean, I don't know. So, but we still don't find out if Black Manta, who's still wearing his helmet,
yeah,
has gills at this point.
That's the thing. He might, because he just took it off. He was like, haha, fuck you. And then those other guys did, too.
Yeah, they all took their things
off. And he's basically like, yeah, they're going to give all my guys gills, man. It's going to be sweet. We're going to be able to breathe underwater. We're going to ruin this place.
It's going to be cool.
We're going to have milk cartons
with missing children on them?
With missing children on them, you know. And
it's going to be just like the surface world.
You know, we're going to have a library full of Peter Benchley books.
My favorite author, Peter Benchley.
My favorite author, Peter
Did he
Benchley.
Write anything else?
Jaws 2? I don't know.
Should I look?
Yeah, what else did Peter...
Should I Google Peter Benchley and see if he just wrote anything else?
Like Peter Benchley. Peter Benchley only wrote Jaws.
Maybe. I mean, that happens sometimes.
This is very important. It's very important that we figure out what kind of library Black Manta's going to have in his undersea...
Oh, I think he's dead.
Well, yeah, because...
Yeah, 2006.
Oh, shit!
American author and screenwriter known for Jaws. Several more of his works were also adapted for cinema, including The Deep, The Island, Beast, and White Shark.
Ooh, I'm familiar with The Island and The Deep.
Yeah.
So he only wrote, because he wrote all sorts of, like, water stuff.
Yeah, he wrote The Deep.
He was a water dude.
He was a water guy. The Island.
He should have wrote something about, like, a water park and stuff.
He wrote three novels that did not sell as well as his previous works.
They were called The Ground.
Girl by the Sea of Cortez, a fable influenced by John Steinbeck, was his best reviewed book.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, he's been doing some shit. He was a water guy. He wrote a lot of shit about water.
No wonders Black Manta would have a library full
he
of his works.
He absolutely did. He's like, you write about water. I enjoy water.
I enjoy water, and I'm living underwater now.
Yeah.
So, fuck you.
I get it. Yeah, that makes
sense.
We're going
to have the Peter Benchley Library.
Oh, do you think that's what it's actually going
to
be called?
Yes. Oh, it has to be.
Yeah, they have to name it after him, right?
There is a lot of Peter Benchley tributes in this town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's in the lab.
Uh-huh.
He sees in a cage Topo and Arthur Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
He's like, my son!
Yeah, my son! My octopus! So he's like, he sees his kid, and then he's like, well, now that we've got you, you have to fight Aqualad. This kind of jumps weird.
It does a weird jump. It's like, we've caught you, now we're going to put you in like a gladiator match.
Like, now you got to fight your friend.
Which I'm not sure why. But okay, so they're gonna have a thing, and Black Manta has Arthur Jr. Now it doesn't make sense to me. Has Arthur Jr. in like a bubble,
uh-huh,
where the water will get like go lower, and he'll eventually suffocate in the air.
Yes.
But if Aquaman can breathe above the water,
well, Aquaman, here's the thing.
Why can't his kid?
Well, maybe it's a few things. First of all, Aquaman can't be away from water for too long.
True, but so, he doesn't suffocate if he like stands on the beach.
Well, maybe his kid is too young to have developed.
Oh, maybe
that ability, you know, that resistance to water. Because obviously, you know, he's going to spend a lot of time under the water.
Yes,
developing that, you know, and maybe it's certain Atlantean. And also, think about. Well, I guess in his case, he is a quarter human.
Yeah,
because Aquaman is half human, yes. So maybe he has that trait. But I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, I didn't get that, but he's like, we're gonna suffocate him with air as long as one of you is dead.
Yeah,
then we'll put the water back in.
Yeah,
and he'll live. Yay.
And there's a force field that is basically keeping them, I think it's just keeping them in there.
Yeah,
and there's these other fish in there that are like there to keep them in there too.
Aquaman, now this is what I've never understood. Aquaman's like, yep, I'm going to kill this guy now. I'm going to kill Aqualad.
Well, it's his son.
I understand that. My reaction, if it was, we're friends, one of you has to die so this kid survives, I'd be like, well, kill me then. Why are we even doing this? Just let's get it over with. Why are we spending the time to fight when if I die right now, that kid lives?
Yeah.
Right? So why didn't Aquaman just go ahead and kill me?
So his son can live.
So my son can live. Why? No, we've got to go through, well, I'm going to kill you anyway. So now...
Aquaman wants to live too.
I know that, but your son's more important.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, you lay down your life for your offspring, so...
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know.
I've never understood that. Yeah. I've never understood, like, it's easier and quicker if you're just like, I guess that would be me then, and my son gets to live.
Well, and also maybe he doesn't trust Black Manta here.
Well, yeah, but then you'd have to trust Aqualad to hopefully, you know, save your kid, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It just, they're like, all right, well, I'm going to kill you then, Aqualad.
Yeah, and Aqualad starts Aquaman starts beating the shit out of Aqualad. He starts getting rough with him.
And then Aqualad, like, throws Aquaman backwards, and he kind of hits this fish, and it goes a little crazy, and then that's when he realizes, wait a second, that's a machine.
Yeah.
It's not a...
It's fake fish. It's Billy the Bass.
It's Billy the Bass off his board. He's going to be singing a song. He's like, that tingling I felt must have been to keep all real fish out of here.
Yeah.
But there's one real fish here, and that's Topo.
Yes.
So then he telepathically talks to Topo, who breaks out of his cage, who smashes the thing in Black Manta's hand.
Yes.
And puts water into the kid's bubble.
Does it?
Or no, he has to break it, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Aquaman throws his trident at the kid's bubble, it breaks, and now he's in the water again. So then they try to go after Black Manta, because he's like, I didn't think I was going to have to fight both of you.
Yeah. He's like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
Yeah, but he gets away.
Yeah.
And then who is this woman?
Oh, just one of the idolists that were there.
So she comes over now. She comes over to Aquaman holding Arthur Jr. and says, I'm sorry, kid's dead.
Mm. This is the issue.
I didn't know this was an infamous issue. I didn't even know this was a thing.
So you were reading... This is the thing. So you were reading this.
Yes.
And I was sitting here just like... Because you read it before me, and I was just like, okay. I was like, did his son die in... When did his son die? Because I saw Black Manta, and it's something about me just said, is this the issue where his son dies? Like, it can't be, because that had to... I think that had to happen, like, later or earlier, and that wouldn't make... I don't know. I just thought it didn't happen at this point. Or it didn't happen... I thought it happened in an actual Aquaman book.
Apparently not.
But apparently it happens in Adventure Comics number 352 or 452. Because here's Aquaman holding his dead son, Arthur Jr.
Also, could they try CPR on him?
Well, maybe he was... I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's too far gone. I don't know. But I had no idea that they had killed this child. Like, I didn't know
this was... You didn't
know
that? No. See, I thought that was something that kind of...
No, that...
Was known,
I didn't know,
pretty widespread about.
No, not about this Aquaman. I knew about the next version of Aquaman where his son gets kidnapped. He cuts off his own hand to save him. That I knew about. But I didn't realize there was another version, a pre-crisis version of Aquaman who had lost a kid.
Yeah, there's a pre-crisis dead baby.
Yeah, no idea that there was a pre-crisis dead baby.
Pre-crisis dead baby, that's my new
is that your new metal
Aquaman
band?
Podcast.
Actually, that should be your new metal band. Pre-crisis dead baby.
Pre-crisis dead baby. come see us at some random bar in Tustin.
No, you got to be at a VFW.
VFW in Tustin. Opening for Cannibal Corpse's son.
Cannibal Corpse's son?
Yeah, that's it. Also, with the question mark at the end. Cannibal Corpse's son? I guess I'm Cannibal Corpse's son. Dun, dun, dun.
We guess we're going to play for you. Can I guess?
I guess we're a death metal band.
That's the only thing.
Give it up for pre-crisis dead baby, I guess.
He's like, here, Topo, take this dead baby. Go take it back, I guess. And I'm going to go.
We go, Aquaman's like, look.
Dead baby.
Dead baby. I'm sad. Or this is fucked up. Here you go, Octopus. Take my son.
Oh, that's right.
Let's go.
And let's go get
Black
Manta.
He goes, Aquaman's like, let's go kick Black Manta's ass. And he's like.
And Aquaman's like, nah.
He's like, nah, man. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, well.
You tried to kill me.
He's like, look, I understand why you, like, tried to kill me, but, like...
I'm not okay with it.
You're, like, you were getting extra. And,
yeah, he was really extra. He was completely
got extra. And he got super extra, and I'm not cool with that, so...
You're on your own.
I guess I'm going to, like, just hang out here with these people that don't want to kill me. Like, literally, their whole thing is that they don't want to kill people.
Yeah, so I'm going
to
hang out with that.
Because I went from, like, full-on trying to be killed to, like... Now I'm like, this chick's not going to kill me. So
yeah, and
here.
I'd rather hang out with the people who don't want me dead.
Like, I
want
to live.
Yeah, I like living. I like being alive.
Yeah. Staying alive, whatever. And then Aquaman's like, fine, fuck you. I'm going to go kick Black Manta's ass.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's how it ends.
That's it. The dead baby issue.
It all, this is a very intense page.
Yeah.
You have dead baby. Octopus gets dead baby. Aqualad says, fuck, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Aquaman goes, I want to kill everybody. Kill Black Manta. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And then his hair is all wavy here.
Yeah. Aquaman's hair is doing some stuff.
That's doing some stuff.
This is a very, it's an intense book. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how intense this book was.
Yeah, I didn't know this was a book, and I was kind of like, shit.
I didn't know when I bought it.
No, it wasn't your fault. It's not your fault. I mean, I would have, had I known, I'd be like, oh, don't stay away from that. That's a dead baby issue.
Then I would have bought it more. I'd been like, wait, there's a dead baby in this book? Guess what we're buying.
Is it a dead robot baby? He's like, no, it's a dead real baby.
And I'd have been like, holy shit, comics are fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. We're buying this book. But I already bought it, so.
You did.
Dead baby book. Dead baby.
And that's it for this Adventure Comics. Well, I just want to say here, too, this Adventure Comics comes full circle with the return of Smallville's most dynamic teen, Superboy. So now we're going from, like, dead baby to dumbass young boy Superman.
Yeah. It's not baby Superman. I can't tell you how much I hate Super Baby.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not into Super Baby.
Yeah, that's the thing. I like Superboy, but when I get Super Baby, no.
Because Super Baby's like, me do this, me do that. And it's like, what the fuck? Get this fuck out of here. I don't want to see. I also like this picture here where it's like Aqualad, you know, so to signify the passing of the torch, Aqualad is shaking, it's just randomly shaking Superboy's hand as he comes out of the Adventure Comics logo.
Yeah.
And then underneath we see that Aquaman, who still has his book, I don't think it's around for very much longer at this point, but this is when he goes to kick the shit out of
a life for a life.
Yeah, going down. So that's it for Adventure Comics starring Aquaman number 452 from August 1977. Since this is the last technical Aquaman issue of this.
Yeah.
Would you read the continuing saga of his
dead baby
tale in Aquaman?
I mean, maybe. I might. I would say maybe. I would definitely read whatever the next Adventure Comics is.
Oh, yeah.
With Superboy and all that.
Of course.
Stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe. I might. Yeah, we'll go with yes.
All right.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, that's the thing. So what we didn't discuss is the reason Topo kidnapped the baby.
Oh, that's right.
So what it was Aqualad has telepathic abilities. So he was here. Topo was hearing Aqualad say, like, you know, I'm trapped. I've been whatever. So that's why he can't tell that to Aquaman. Topo can't talk. So what he did was he took the baby
to get Aquaman to follow him. That sucks. That Topo.
Yeah.
Basically, at least from what this sounds like.
Yeah.
Is responsible for Aqua Baby's death.
Pretty much. I don't know why he couldn't have just like. Grabbed him and pulled him, like grabbed a hold of Aquaman.
Yeah, just grab him, pulling him,
and be like, "Oh well, he obviously wants me to follow him." I mean, that's how dogs do it.
Yeah, why don't you like write something down? You're smart. Octopus is a smart character. Wrote something down. It's like, yo.
Well, not only that, but I mean, like, you know, Lassie got so many people to follow her.
Yeah,
she didn't steal a baby.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't see the episode of Lassie where
she steals the baby.
She's like, "What's going on, girl? Did you steal babies?"
Shit, our cat woke me up to feed her by yanking on my sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, she didn't have to steal a baby.
Nope, she did not steal any babies. No babies were stolen when we wanted to feed our cat. But do I say, like, you know, if Aquaman wants to take his anger out on somebody, he should take his anger out on Topo. make him some calamari.
Oh, poor Topo.
Send him to the Boston Seafood. Be like, yo, I got you something. Look at this. This is primo shit.
Some grilled octopus. Yeah, grilled octopus is weird, though. I always am like, ooh, I want to eat that octopus. And then I eat it, and I'm like, I don't like it. We've had it.
Yeah, I've had octopus a number of times. It's.
I don't think I like it. It also upsets me, because I know they're smart. So maybe I shouldn't be eating smart things.
I'll be friends with an octopus.
They escape their cages all the time. Yeah. It's not like we could have one. It would get out. Because they do it all the time.
I know.
And they can squeeze through really tiny holes.
Yeah.
It's really gross.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, gross. They're cool, though.
Shout out to octopuses.
Yeah. Big ups.
Big ups to octopuses. All right. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find myself on Twitter and Instagram at AngryHeroSean. That's S-H-A-W-N. You can also check me out on my other podcast, I Could Talk Kayfabe, with my friend Joe Todaro, where we talk about wrestling magazines.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on...
Did you forget?
Yes, I did. Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.wordpress.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever. And you can email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Also, please rate and subscribe us wherever you get this podcast, preferably if you're on Apple Podcasts, and you can give us 5 stars. We would appreciate that. We did get a new review.
Oh, man, a new review.
Yeah,
I haven't read it.
It was only a 4-star review, but it
was
But it was still a very positive review, and we appreciate that.
Because
we always say, give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it. And if they don't think we deserve it, that's okay.
I don't know how you couldn't think that this podcast deserved 5 stars, especially after we've given you the great idea of crossing over all of the universes.
Well, also, it kind of was built out of me taking a big shit with my shirt off.
I mean, that right there gets 5 stars.
Yeah.
I mean, what other podcasts are going to bring you shirtless shit?
I don't know. You know, to be perfectly honest, that's a very valid question, because I can't be like, you know, I wonder if Mark Maron has ever talked about this.
Yeah. Has Mark Maron ever talked about shirtless shits?
Has Ira Glass ever sat, taken a minute out of This American Life to talk about this big shirtless shit he had?
No, because he's not thinking about the people.
No, he's not.
We're thinking about the people.
He's not considerate enough.
He's not thinking about the everyman.
Yeah, I know the everyman's taking shits every day. Yeah, they're not wearing shirts. We're not wearing pants. We're not doing it. We're doing it all.
It's true. Freedom. Hashtag USA.
Hashtag USA. Hashtag America.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks again for listening, folks. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.